most of them set new ways.
Any other ways you might say that?
Curtain, some of them call it mule head.
Yeah, if you were arguing, how would you use that?
Mule head, stubborn, ornery.
What if somebody could take a joke without losing his temper? You'd say he's mighty.
Maybe sensitive.
Or if somebody lost his temper when the first little thing goes wrong, you'd say he's awfully
touchy.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways you'd say that?
This ain't much of a practical joker. Not very cooperative on jokes.
Yeah, let's say you play that joke on somebody. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he gets so.
So.
Mm-hmm. He's of a bad temper all the time. He's
just old sorehead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put one of these butter bummers on a fella's car one time. These trees, buzz bummers you put on them on the spark plugs.
No, I never saw them. Describe to
me. Yeah, had a little thing and put on a spark plug. And when the car cracked up, it set off kind of a skyrocket deal, but went like a big cannon cracker, what it really was. And wire in the car would set it off. So we put one on a fella's car from the store one day, and he got in there, big old fella. He got in there and cranked his car up, and first it whistles, and then smoke boils out. And then it goes boom. So he cracked his car up. By the time it started whistling, he leaned over and listened a little bit. And the smoke started pouring out. He jumped out of his car. And then by the time he hit the ground, the thing went boom. He got so mad, he said, "I'd fight anybody if I put that on." He was a blacksmith, when he had to tell him to put it on. But we had a lot of good jokes that way. I think the fine quit stopped selling them. But that'd be a good trick to play on anybody, raise the hood and put one on a spark plug.
You have to take a cap off and just stick it in there.
Huh?
Just stick it right on there.
It'd have a wire, just stick it on the spark plug wire. Mm-hmm. So you hold the car really easy to get to and with no trouble. Just ground it on one, put it on the plug wire on the other, and it'd fire right up.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody was about to lose his temper, like that guy, and you quiet him down and say, just...
Be calm.
Okay. When would you use that?
Huh?
When would you use that?
Oh, I guess if you're trying to jump on somebody else, as long as you by yourself weren't bothered by you, just leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Be calm and be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you're working very hard. You come on home, you'd say you're...
Had a hard day. Mm-hmm.
But to describe yourself, you'd say, I feel
tired.
What if we wanted a stronger term for that? What were some of the terms you might use?
For tired?
Yeah. More than just tired.
Someone would say dog tired. Just all run down.
Any other terms, older terms for that?
Not more than right off hand.
So you're all tuckered out?
Yeah, all tuckered out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, use it some.
Words like that?
Tuckered out. That's about me.
Or if, say you had a shoe, and you used it off a long time, you can't wear it no more because the soles were gone, you'd say they were...
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was going to be wet today, so I put these on where I get through the mud, but damn it rained.
Person had been feeling quite well lately. You hear all of a sudden they come down with some disease, you might say. Well, last night she, all of a sudden.
Became sudden illness?
Mm-hmm. How would you say that? Last night she...
Doesn't sudden like. Mm-hmm. Right, well, unexpected.
Somebody was ill, unexpected to get better.